This is Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host Bill Satterley. We'd like to welcome you back to the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz. We think we've got some great sounds coming up for the next hour, so we hope you'll stick around with us and join us. We enjoy listening to this music just as much as we hope you are out there in radio land. So we're going to kick off with some more Dexter Gordon on Blue Note Records from the early 60s, which is going to be my portion of the show, the second hour. And we're going to do something from Dexter's Blue Note album, Getting Around, which is cut on a Blue Note album in May of 65. Bobby Hutcherson on vibes, Barry Harris on piano, Bob Cranshaw on bass, Billy Higgins on drums. Now, this is a tune called Heartaches, which was a big hit by a Mickey Society Hotel band back in the late 30s. And I always kind of had a soft spot in my heart for the tune. I don't know why. And Dexter, of course, he was always noted for picking out different tunes that most groups don't play. So he's going to do a version here of a tune called Heartaches. Thank you. Minor Man, Dexter Gordon, from his Blue Note album, Getting Around, cut in May of 65. Also had some nice vibe work there by Bobby Hutcherson, piano work by Barry Harris, and Dexter brought that one right out of the archives. That was an old hit from the late 30s by Ted Weems called Heartaches.
I'm going to go with a big band for my first song in the second hour, Benny Goodman doing 1 o'clock Jump. Was Benny Goodman and 1 o'clock Jump. He played the clarinet solo that you heard. I'm not sure who the piano player was. It sounded like a Basie introduction to a song, but I don't think it was Count Basie.
Okay, we're going to do another track by Dexter Gordon. This is from his Blue Note album, Doing All Right, cut in May of 61, one of his annual trips back from Europe. He spent about 10, 12 years in Europe and would come back to New York City periodically to cut an album on the Blue Note label. On this particular track, again, we have Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Horace Parlin on piano, and this is a Dexter Gordon composition called I Want More.
Thank you.
was tenor man Dexter Gordon from his Blue Note album, Doing All Right. It was a Dexter Gordon composition, I Want More. You heard, besides Dexter, you heard Freddie Hubbard there on trumpet and Horace Parlin on piano.
I'm going to play something by tenor David Fathead Newman from a CD, The Lone Star Legend. Actually, the CD encompasses two different LPs. One was called Resurgent and one was called Still Hard Times. I'm going to play something from Still Hard Times. The tune is One for My Baby, featuring Newman on flute, tenor sax, Hank Crawford, alto, Howard Johnson, baritone, Charlie Miller on trumpet, Steve Nielsen on vibes, Larry Willis piano, Walter Booker bass, and Jimmy Cobb drums. So let's listen to One for My Baby. Thank you. That was One for My Baby featuring Fathead Newman.
Continuing our salute to Dexter Gordon, a great tenor man, and his recordings on Blue Note Records from the early 60s. As I noted in the first hour, he was living in Europe, operating mostly out of the Montmartre Cafe in Copenhagen and the Blue Note Cafe in Paris, returning to New York occasionally to cut an album for the Blue Note Records. This is his album on the Blue Note record label, cut in May of 1961, and this is that old standard that, surprisingly enough, was written by Charlie Chaplin called Smile. Dexter Gordon on tenor sax from his Blue Note album, Dexter Calling, ably assisted by Kenny Drew on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, Philly Joe Jones on drums, doing Charlie Chaplin's old standard, Smile.
I want to play something from the Mundell Lowe Quartet, doing a tune entitled Guess I Have to Change My Plans, featuring him on guitar, Dick Hyman on piano, Trigger Albert on bass, and Ed Shaughnessy drums. I guess I'll have to change my plans.
Mm-hmm.
Mundell Lowe doing I Guess I'll Have to Change My Plans.
All right, now we're going to go on to another Blue Note album that Dexter Gordon cut in the late 60s. This one was cut in August of 62. The title of the album simply said Go. And had a stellar group backing him up. Sonny Clark on piano, Butch Warren on bass, Billy Higgins on drums. And, of course, Dexter had a penchant for doing offbeat tunes that may have been pop tunes in the past or whatever. And so let's listen to him do his version of 3 o'clock in the Morning.
Thank you.
It was 3 o'clock in the morning, done by tenor man Dexter Gordon from his Blue Note album, Go, cut in August of 62, and some fine rhythm section by him. Behind him, Sonny Clark on piano, Butch Warren on bass, and Billy Higgins on drums.
I'm going to finish out my portion of tonight's show with the Chick Corea Dizzy Gillespie band playing a tune entitled 13 Avenue B.
Thank you.
That was Dizzy Gillespie and Chick Corea doing 13th Avenue B.
Well, this is Kent Lindquist along with Bill Satterlee, and you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz. We're here on 89.1 FM, the Lakeshore, every Sunday night from 8 to 10. We hope you'll join us again next week for two more hours of swinging sounds. We're going to close out the show with Dexter Gordon on tenor sax doing a little snippet of George Gershwin's I Was Doing All Right.